What we've done is we've tried to see if we've made any progress in a variety of areas in Homeland Security. And the origin of this came in 2004, which was a presidential election year. And there were so many charges and countercharges and so much information out there that we've tried to cut through it all and give our readers a true and as objectively as we could do it, picture of the true state of Homeland Security. And we've been doing it every year since. And I think it's most relevant to look over the past year from 9/11/2009 to 9/11/2010 and try to determine, did things get better, did they get worse, or did they stay the same?
One of your subheadings is interestingly titled, The Year of the Plots.
Yes.
What plots stood out to you?
Well, this is what happens. What we've started doing is giving years names based on the dominant trend or event in the year. And what really stood out as I went through the events of the 2009-2010 Homeland Security year were the number of plots that were either stopped, foiled, or misfired. Three of the big ones. One was the Christmas Day plot on that flight in Detroit, where the attempted bomb hidden in Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab's underwear misfired, and then there was all the fallout from that. Another one was the Times Square plot, where somebody tried to blow up a truck in Times Square in New York. And the last was the Zazi plot. Najibullah Zazi, who was an Afghan, tried to put the ingredients for a bomb that would attack mass transit here in the United States. But the other thing was there were all sorts of smaller plots. There was one where a Jordanian tried to blow up a building in Dallas, but he was foiled by the FBI. We did have some events occurred, like the Hassan shooting at Fort Hood, which killed 13 people. That was not so much a plot as one individual's rampage. What you saw was a revival of activity against the United States, against the homeland, and an attempt to show that Al-Qaeda and the terrorist movement, the jihadist movement, still had some teeth in it. So that really did stand out in a big way.
And one of your three topics is always an overview of what's going on overseas and foreign affairs. And I imagine this past year, South America played an important role in that. Not that it hasn't in past years, though.
Yeah, well, what's going on in Mexico, we believe, is fundamental to homeland security because it, in many ways, impacts us more directly here than what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, the Middle Eastern terrorists can make their plots, but they have some big difficulties in carrying them out here. What's going on in Mexico is coming across the border. It's really affecting us. It has the potential to corrupt our institutions as it has corrupted Mexico's. And so we try to monitor Mexico very carefully. And what we saw last year in Mexico was a sort of a war of attrition. It's kind of a stalemate between the Mexican government and these narco cartels that are fighting it. The government had some great successes. They killed the boss of bosses, Arturo Leyva, in Mexico. But the cartels had successes, too. But what we're seeing overall is that the cartels are having so much difficulty and they're so under so much pressure that they're becoming even more desperate, but which makes them even more dangerous. But we didn't see any huge decisive success in Mexico, but we didn't see any catastrophic failure either. So we said things stayed more or less the same.
Did we see a change in attitude on the state level in the past year, David?
Yeah, I think the states and the state directors whom we poll are getting much more comfortable with the Department of Homeland Security. The fact that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, is a former governor means that there's a lot more sympathy and cooperation with the states at the very top of the Department of Homeland Security. But also, DHS has made real efforts to work with the states, and it's seen, it's noticed, and it's appreciated. And so we saw improvement there.
Another one of your subheadings is changes in the ways that some contractors may be handling the business of doing business with DHS.
Exactly, yeah. There's been a lot of difficulty in working with the Department of Homeland Security from a business standpoint. And every year the department tries to improve its processes, tries to improve its decision-making. Nobody is ever fully content with it. However, it does does get better. We see it get better every year, and we saw it get better in certain areas this year. There's more transparency. There's more responsiveness to business. There's less of the instability that used to exist at the Department of Homeland Security, especially in personnel, I might add. You know, it used to be that there was tremendous management churn there. That has settled down somewhat, and that makes doing business with the department easier.